Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. We are continuing our conversation with NPC bikini champion and vegan, Amy Millar. This is episode 3 of a 3-part series. And the first 2 episodes, we got to know Amy and her vegan story. And the second episode, we went over her whole nutrition regimen that keeps her looking like she does. You want a body like Amy's, you got to eat like her. And in this installment, we're going to go over how you have to work out to have a body like hers. So Amy, welcome back to the show. Let's go over step by step what your workout routine looks like.
Sure. Hi, Thomas, for sure. So I like to break up my days, like my muscle building and fat burning days. On muscle building days, I focus more on resistance and weight training and lifting heavy. And then on my fat burning days, I focus more on like HIIT cardio, interval training, full body circuits, just really sweating, getting your heart rate up and just pushing like as hard as you can. And then, yeah, the resistance training days, you know, I'm lifting as heavy as I can, you know, doing pyramid sets or drop sets, and just going as heavy as I can.
So let's break down what a typical week would look like. Let's start on Monday. So let's see, you're going to work out on Monday. What are we doing?
Yeah. So Monday, I typically do heavy upper body. So I would typically do exercises that focus on upper body movements. So like shoulder presses.
First of all, would you do a warm up? Do you do a warm up before you begin your lifting routine?
Yeah. Yeah, you always got to warm up, get your muscles, get the blood flowing. So I'll do typically 10 minutes. I'll do a few sprints. I might just do some treadmill variations. You can really do anything. Just get your body moving for 10 minutes just to get the blood going. But yeah, I'll do like maybe a couple sprints. I usually do my on my fat burning days. That's usually when I do a lot of my like the heavy sprinting, where I'll do like 10 sets of sprints, like all out. It takes me about 20 minutes. That's on my fat burning days. And then on my muscle days, I tend to just do a warm up. And that'll be about 10 minutes. And then from there, I'll go into, you know, heavy lifting. So I'll do like shoulder presses. I'll do bench press. I'll do rows, you know, sit ups, and just lifting as heavy as I can. So, you know, let's say the weight 35, I'll get as many reps as I can until I'm struggling to the point where I cannot lift it up anymore. And then, you know, I'll give myself a break. I typically like to work in supersets because it just saves on time. So let's say I do a shoulder press, then I might go do like a chest press just to save on time. And just lifting as heavy as possible. And I try to do anywhere from 4 to 5 sets. And I'll drop it down sometimes. Like if I start at 35, then I'll go to 30 dumbbells I'm referring to. So like 35 pounds, then to 30 pounds, then to 25. And then I'll like increase my reps as I go down until your muscles are just fatigued. Like you can't even, like when I leave the gym, I can't even lift my arms over my head. Like when I go to put my purse on my shoulder, it's a struggle. So you gotta push hard because you get back what you put into it.
So you're going to failure every set, and you're shooting to do about 4 to 5 sets per exercise.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, and just depending on the weight and depending on the exercise, like it can differ. So, you know, shoulder press is one of my favorite exercises. So, you know, I'll start at like 35 and I'll maybe get like 8 to 9 reps in, and then I'll drop it down to 30 pound dumbbells. And then I'll like up the reps to 10, and then I'll increase the reps as the weight drops down. So yeah, it works well because it exhausts your muscles, And then the next day I'll always do like lower body. So I typically break up my week.
Before we get into there, let me ask you. So it sounds, so you're starting right out the gate with a heavier weight that you max out at around nine right. repetitions. When you get to your fourth or fifth set, which is the last one in a series, around how many reps are you ending up doing before you hit failure?
It can vary, but sometimes like 15. It just depends on the exercise, really. I just go until, just like when I eat, you have to be a little bit intuitive. You just go till you can't go anymore. You want to burn your muscles out. So even if you're doing like, 10 pound dumbbells, you want to go till you can't go no more.
So you're choosing a pyramid down strategy as opposed to a traditional right. pyramid or a pyramid up. So you're just doing pyramid down and yep. and your pyramid is usually between 9 and 15 repetitions.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Got it. Yep. So looking at the example, so your Monday example is you're doing 10 minutes of warm up. And yep. then you're doing three different exercises for your upper body of 3 to 5 pyramid down sets. So in total, your whole workout is about 12 to 15 total sets for your upper body. Does that sound correct?
Right.
How long does your whole workout typically take you for your muscle building upper body days?
I'm usually around an hour, maybe an hour, 15 minutes.
Does it take you a whole, 10 minutes of your warm up and then you're spending a full 45 to 50 minutes, doing 12 to 15 sets?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. I typically, if I do, upper one day, then I focus on lower the next day so that my body can recover.
Okay, great. So then that would be, so Tuesday would come around. Now you're doing lower body.
Yeah. So Tuesday, as an example, would be, Monday would be a heavy muscle building day for my upper body. And then the next day, because I typically, for my strategy, I go up day, down day, up day, down day. I like to kind of go back and forth. So okay. I did heavy upper on Monday. So then Tuesday I would do a fat burn day and I would do plyos for my legs. So a lot of explosive exercises, jump squats, jump lunges, box jumps, jumping jacks, whatever, anything with explosive movements, plyometrics, sprinting. And then that's when I would do my sprints beforehand. And I do basically on the treadmill, or I do them outside. When I'm on a treadmill, I go 1 minute on, 1 minute off. And for 1 minute, I run at as fast as I possibly can, like full out, almost wanting to throw up, like run as fast as you can, like running for your life. And then on the minute rest, I only put it down to like a 2. So I'm barely even walking, like to get my breath back. And then I go right back at it the next minute. So that's what I do, on, off. And I do that for 20 minutes. So that's I always do it in a fasted state as well, because with my intermittent fasting. So you're really pushing your body, you're really dipping into your fat storage and you're using what you have in your body. So it's digging hard and digging deep.
Do you feel like you have as much energy doing it fasted than when you did before you got into fasting?
I have more energy.
More?
From fasting.
Amazing.
Yes. I know people don't believe you. It's absolutely true. In terms of thinking and like your analytical thinking, you're just more on your feet. You're sharper. Because it takes so much energy to digest. So the first couple workouts that you do, they're pretty brutal when you're first starting fasting. But like I said, your body adapts.
So what you're saying is you're not going to experience a higher energy output in the beginning. It's something you have to get used to.
The opposite. Yeah. You're going to be struggling. Yeah, for sure. It's
So that
like
means
you're
it's
like,
because
how
like
am I gonna
what I
make it
didn't
through
want to
this?
do is have is leave the impression that somebody who's listening to this right now is going to go and try it out, and they're going to be like, Amy Miller doesn't know what she's talking about, because they're going to just crash hard and they're going to have no energy the first morning that they get up and try to do some a fasted high intensity interval cardio workout.
Exactly. So you have to be patient with yourself. I would say, like, honestly, the first week you notice the improvements. It gets better. But I would give yourself a full 2 weeks to kind of like adjust and be hungry and maybe a little irritable in the morning, like, and then your body adapts after that. It doesn't take very long. And
Okay.
everybody's different, but I would say maximum like 2 weeks
So
and
if somebody want to really give
you'll
it a
start seeing the
fair,
benefits.
they want to give it a fair shot, then what you're recommending is just expect to feel hungry and
Oh yeah.
uncomfortable and unhappy
Yep.
for up to 2 weeks.
Right.
And then what you're
Absolutely.
saying is that there is going to be a change that occurs where you're not going to feel
Yes.
hungry anymore. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah, and then once you're there, you're there. Like you don't even think about breakfast anymore. You don't even it's not even a thought to you. Like it, you just, it's a new lifestyle and you just adapt to it. You don't like I said, once in a while I'll get up and go have breakfast somewhere or do something and it's but I don't do that every day, but it's your body will adapt. But the first few workouts that you do, you will be struggling. I'm just saying that now. But push through and the results that you're going to get are so worth it.
Is there anything more that goes into your fat loss day?
Yeah, like I said, just anything that gets your heart going, running back and forth, aerobic exercises like intervals, jumping, plyometrics, calisthenics, anything like that. So that would be my Tuesday, and then I would eat my smoothie and more in a deficit, just less food, all the cruciferous vegetables, tofus and stuff. And then Wednesday, I would go back into Wednesday. I typically do calisthenic training, so no weights or anything. I do like push-ups until failure. I do pull-ups until failure. I do dips until failure. That's typically a shorter workout. It's just a different kind of strength, right? So
How long
I
does your workout
believe
last for calisthenics?
probably 45 minutes. Depending, I'm kind of just on the fly. Like if I'm feeling doing sprints that day too, then I'll do that before I do my calisthenics. Some days I want to save my strength and really push through my calisthenics. It's just I really work intuitively with myself. But the calisthenics is just you can bang out more reps and quicker, and sometimes you don't have to wait because when you're doing weights and you're at a gym, sometimes you have to wait for a machine or you have to wait for the weights or whatever. But calisthenics, I believe in going until failure and doing what your body can do for you, and you just keep pushing yourself. So yeah,
Let's
the
back
basics,
up.
the fundamentals, yeah.
Let's back up. How long is your typical fat loss workout, like on Tuesday?
That would be no more than an hour.
Okay, so 60 minutes for your fat loss workout, 60 minutes for your heavy upper body workout, and then 45 minutes for your calisthenics workout.
Yeah, and
Okay.
sometimes my heavy workouts, like especially like my leg workouts and stuff, like it takes a lot of energy. So sometimes that can it an hour and a half ish for those ones, especially like when you're going to a gym and you're having to wait for weights and stuff like that. Like it can be around an hour and a half. But I don't like to live in the gym, so I try to get in and out as quickly as possible and take as minimal rest as possible.
Me too. With your calisthenic workouts, what would you classify that with your nutrition? Would you eat like it's a fat loss day or like a muscle building day?
I usually eat like it's a muscle building day, just because it you are exerting so much energy and you are building muscle with calisthenics. It's a whole other monster. But I believe those exercises are so key. They're the fundamentals, and you want to be able to have movement and flow in your body. So, and you can do them anywhere. Like you can do push-ups anywhere. You can You know, do pull-ups. You can find somewhere to do those things. You can do dips off of a chair. So those things are easier when you're traveling as well.
So true. What does Thursday look like?
Thursday is usually like a heavy lower day. So that's going to be all of the heavy deadlifts, the heavy squats, you know, all of those exercises, the leg press, and just doing heavy, heavy, like as heavy as I can. And kind of in the same format as the pyramids for my heavy upper training. I do the same thing for my lower. And sometimes lately I've just been doing even like, you know, 10 to 12 reps of, if I'm not doing like the pyramid or the drop set, 10 to 12 reps of the heaviest weight that I can do, for my legs.
Is it the same three exercises, 4 to 5 sets?
Yes. Yeah, so I always make sure I do deadlifts. I always make sure I do squats and leg press, and it, just the fundamental like leg exercises. And you have to remember too, like that's all hitting your core. Like those are full body movements. So you're working, you're not just working your legs, you're working everything. Like it takes a lot of strength and energy to do a heavy leg workout.
Are you sticking within the 9 to 15 rep range too? On the days when you're doing pyramids?
Yes.
And how are you choosing whether to do pyramids or just stick with straight sets of 10 repetitions?
I'll kind of go through phases. So like I did a bunch of drop sets before, like maybe a month ago. Now I'm just, you know, I'm like going to 10 to 12 reps and just being consistent in that, and then I'll just change it up again once I get, you know, you just gotta change things up so you don't get bored.
Now you mentioned drop sets, so mm-hmm. Are you doing drop sets in addition to pyramids, or is that another day?
No, that would be like that would be something else that I choose to do when I'm looking to change it up.
Okay.
So I kind of do one of one thing for a while, and then when I get tired of that, then I change it up. And then when
so you
I get
do,
tired
do you
of
do
that,
drop sets for your upper body too?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you could be either doing pyramids one day, or you could do drop sets
right.
that same day.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you ever mix them up? Do you ever
so.
Do
like,
them
just,
together? Not mix them up. Do you ever do like drop sets and pyramids on the same day?
I'm sure I have, yeah. It's just, I just like to keep things interesting. That's why
okay.
I do that.
And so are you just doing what you feel like when you end up in the gym?
What's that, Thomas?
Are you just doing what you feel like when you get to the gym?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
or
is
this pre-planned?
I have a goal. Like, I'll write down, before I do my workout, I'll write down what I'm going to do, and then I do it. So it depends on how I feel. What I'm feeling, if I'm like, I don't want to do 15 reps of this or 12 reps of this, then I'll do a pyramid or, you know, whatever. I just do what I feel. So I keep it interesting so I don't dread my workouts.
Okay, cool.
So you gotta keep,
and
gotta
I'm guessing
keep
that's also a muscle building eating day for you too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely for that.
All right. So that's 3 muscle building days that you've had so far. And there's only been one fat loss day. So what does Friday look like for you?
Friday, I usually do more calisthenics. So that again is like push-ups, you know, the pull-ups, the dips, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes I'll mix calisthenics and plyometrics together. And then that'll be more of like a fat loss day.
Okay. And then, is this also a 45 minute workout like the last time you did calisthenics?
Yeah, my fat burning days are much quicker workouts because I just
heavy,
get in there and I get it done.
Your heavy lower body workout, is that 60 minutes?
Yeah, it'd be probably 60 minutes to like an hour and a half.
Just depending on just how fast you're able to get on the equipment?
Right.
Okay, got it. So if the gym's empty, you can get your workout done in an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. It's It really does play a factor if there's a lot of people there. Just in, like, I'm in SoCal, and the gyms get really, really busy, you know, around like after work, you know, around 5 p.m. and stuff like that. So
I hate a busy gym. I like having the whole place to myself. I like working out in
the
middle of the day when nobody's there.
Totally. That's my favorite time to go. Totally. It really does make a big difference. So yeah, Fridays, like calisthenics, plyo, sprints. And then that's typically a fat loss day for me.
Okay. Are you working out on Saturday and Sunday?
Sunday, I usually just do yoga. And then Saturday, I like to work out. I like to do like a heavy lifting again. It just depends on what I feel. Sometimes I'll change my Saturdays up from a fat loss to a muscle building day. I go between 3 and 4 on the fat loss and the muscle build days week to week. It just varies with how I feel or what my schedule is or what I've got going on the weekend. Sometimes I don't work out Saturday and Sunday. I do yoga every day. I try to do at least a minimum of half an hour of yoga a day, either on my own or in a class. But just depending on my plans for the weekend, then that's what I base my workout around. So again, I might choose to do heavy again or on Saturday, or I might choose to just do some quick sprints and some fat loss stuff, just how I'm feeling. So, but it's usually, three heavy days around 3. So I can change it up just depending on my week.
Sounds like a really solid routine. And
yeah.
So you're working out on average about, I mean, do you consider your Sunday yoga day your rest day? Because I'm not seeing any day here where you're just not working out.
Yes. Well, usually Saturday and Sunday are the days that I rest. But if I do decide to work out, it's because I want to just go work out. Like, I enjoy working out. So those are typically the 2 rest days. So, but I do believe you have to give your body rest. Like when I do yoga and I'm really sore, I do more of a restorative yoga.
Now, have you always enjoyed working out?
No, probably like when I first started working out, and I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I didn't enjoy it. It was like, oh, I got to go. And I was like overkill on the cardio. And, but then I got my training and all of this stuff, it's just learning a way that works for you and learning what you're doing. And I really believe that like when you're sedentary, you're in this mindset and you dread it. But once you open yourself up and you begin to work out, it takes a couple of weeks, maybe even a month. People want instant gratification. So it's hard for them to say like, oh, I don't want to work out. It's so, because they're in the beginning stages. But I promise you, like once you get out, you start moving, you start working out, it becomes a way of life for you. And that doesn't mean you have to go to the gym all the time. You can work out just at home. But when you start getting the release of endorphins and happy feel-good feelings, then you want to keep coming back. But you have to get to a certain point to begin to start loving it, I think. Again, we adapt as humans. So, you know, something that you once didn't like or enjoy, you begin to like and enjoy. It's all like your lifestyle, and it's also your mindset. If you're looking at things, first of all, if you're doing a workout program that's not suited to you and you hate it, you're not going to stick to it. So you have to find something that works for you, whether that's calisthenics or yoga or even like, you know, outdoor activities, whatever. It's got to be something you enjoy. Because if you're going, ugh, I don't want to do that, well, you're not going to do that for the rest of your life. Like you're not even going to do it for a couple months. So you have to pick something that you enjoy. But you got to give it time. You have to be patient and you have to just give it time and you will begin to like it. You will begin to see results. And then when the results start to come, that's when you're like amped up and ready. You know, we all just want to see results right away, but it takes time. It takes time. So you have to be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
But I do. I love it.
Yeah, I think patience is one of the, it's becoming a harder and harder thing to ask for in people, because life is starting to evolve more into instant gratification with technology, with the internet, with the way we're evolving, all the things that we have access to now. We can just get, we literally can just click a button or tap a glass on our phone and we can just have stuff arrive at our doorstep without us having to go anywhere almost instantly. What it sounds like is this is one of those things where I know a lot of people, they wish in complete sincerity, they wish they could love exercise more. So they have the desire to exercise, but what they want even more than just the exercise, they want the desire to exercise. And it sounds like what you're saying is, and this has been my experience too, it's you actually have to do the exercise to create a desire for it. It's for some people, if you don't desire it, it's kind of like, it's, it reminds me of how you tell people to expect to be uncomfortable, expect not to like intermittent fasting and working out on an empty stomach. It's probably going to suck. It's you're not going to like it at all. But if you just stick with it, and maybe after a week or two, you actually are going to like it more than you ever dreamed possible.
Right, exactly. But you got to give it a chance. You got to do the work for, 2 weeks and just, you'll look back and go, how did I do this any other way? everybody, it's hard because when you're not seeing results and you're busting your butt, it doesn't make you feel good, but there are things chemically changing in your body. You just have to, you don't see them on the outside yet. So I understand from that standpoint, but you just got to keep pushing through. And then there's going to be, a paradigm shift and you're going to be like, I love the way that working out makes me feel. I love being active. And then it's going to flip for you. Like when I, other than my rest days or whatever, like if I miss a workout, I feel like crap about myself. Like I don't beat myself up, but it's like, I don't get that happy, the endorphins, and it feels good to be fit. It feels good to be healthy. I feel deprived when I can't, if there's something, like a meeting or something that I have to go to and I have to miss a workout, I don't feel the same. And it gives you this confidence and those things come, but you have to just stick with it for a little bit. You got to be patient.
I think that's why it's so important for anybody who is facing that hurdle of being in a mental state where when they think of exercise, they say, gosh, I wish I was one of those people that loved exercise, but I just don't. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important that there's personal trainers like you in the world, because that's why you hire a personal trainer, right? Because the primary reason is so that you have someone to keep you accountable. They're living in that space that you want to be in mentally. So here you are, Amy, you're someone who loves exercise, you're addicted to it, and you're the perfect person to help people get to that mental state and stick with it.
Yeah. And it's just, I also believe in surrounding yourself with people that uplift you and that help encourage you, or even setting challenges with friends, and, sending photos of each other or doing whatever to just, because you have to... you have to be held accountable, and you have to, be around people that have kind of the same goals as you, to help push you forward. So it's important to stay motivated, because you need to keep showing up. Showing up is half the battle. Like there's days I'm human. There's days I do not want to work out, but I haul my butt to the gym or I get my butt outside. And then once I'm there, it's like, okay, this isn't so bad. But like getting there is just like half the battle. I'm telling you.
I bet. Have you ever admitted that to your clients?
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's such a relief for them to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm human. There's some days I'm like, I just want to lay in bed. Like, I don't, I'm
because I bet your clients, tell me if I'm wrong about this. I'm sure your clients look at you and they just think of you like this unbreakable cyborg that just gets up in the morning, does her workout, does her, gets her nutrition in without fail all the time, as if it's just the greatest thing in the world for you. And there's nothing that deters you. There's nothing emotionally that deters you. You always want to go to the gym. That's your thing. Right.
And
do you ever get accused of that?
Yes. Yeah, but once I'm there, I'm eager to be there. So it's you just gotta do it. You just have to do it, and you can't overthink it too much. Just put your shoes on, walk out the door, and just go. Because you'll talk yourself out of it. You'll find a million excuses. But the one thing I will say too is, you always regret the workout you didn't do.
Isn't
like
that the truth?
If you go do a workout, you have no regrets about it. Like
never.
Period. But if you miss your workout, you're gonna beat yourself up. You're gonna feel guilty. You know, oh, I should have went. And so that's where the regret comes in. So, you know, it's you never regret going and even if it's like 15 minutes doing something, push-ups, like walking, anything, just like just moving your body. We're meant to move as human beings. We're not meant to sit in a chair all day and like, you know, crane our necks and look at our phones. Like you need to move and be active to be healthy. So it's very important.
Well said. Amy, how do people, you do personal training, you do virtual training. How do people get in touch with you?
Yes. So I have an email that people can get in touch with me through. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. So you can send me an email at amymillerhealth@gmail.com. So I'll just spell my name for you. It's Amy, A-M-Y, Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R. health@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram. So that would be the @ and then Amy Millar. And then Facebook would be facebook.com/ Amy Leanne Millar. So those are the
ways. Oh, you just threw in a new name there that we haven't heard yet. Amy Leanne?
Yes. So that's my Millar? Middle name. That's how you can. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you should spell that. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. Okay, so that's just for Facebook, but it's facebook.com/ Amy, A-M-Y, Leanne, L-E-A-N-N-E, and then Millar, Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R. So, and what I offer is online vegan nutrition and fitness coaching. And yeah, I can teach you all about intermittent fasting. You know, I provide a lot of documentation, information. I like to break down the food groups for people. I also, one of the things I really believe in, I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm naturally a teacher. I believe in educating people so they have an understanding on their own. So that they, you know, when they part ways, it's like they have a new understanding of how to eat and a new relationship with food and exercise. Mm. So,
love it.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so I offer many things. So the vegan food groups, grocery lists, information packages, menus, recipes, smoothie blueprints, personalized workout programs to hit specific goals, the one-on-one coaching guidance, and of course, accountability. So I just want to inspire people and help people to lead healthier, more compassionate lifestyles. And I just use the knowledge and personal experience that I've acquired, and I use that to help people. So that's just what I want to do in life, is just help people to understand and learn how to live this way and to be happy and healthy. So that's the ultimate goal for me.
Amy, thank you so much for being so generous and sharing your nutrition regimen and your workout routine and just being so open about it. I really do appreciate it. And so do all of our listeners. You've been listening to Amy Millar, ladies and gentlemen. So if you get the chance, go ahead, check her out, follow her on Facebook, check her out on Instagram. Again, her last name is Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R. If you haven't already, make sure you tell us about what you thought about our episodes. If you like the show, if you're a fan of the show, you could just go to smoothieshred.com, and then just sign up for our Smoothie Shred Challenge emails over there. And you could just literally connect with us that way. Go to our Facebook group. We have thousands of just some of the coolest people that we've had the honor of meeting so far, all in this great community where we're just helping everyone achieve their fitness and health goals and just supporting each other. If you want to learn how to build muscle, go to veganmusclebook.com. As always, those of you who have been checking out the Vegan Muscle Project, just want you to know we've put some updates on there. I have a full 36-day follow-along series, and we're going to take it all the way to 46 or 48 days with total explainers, workouts, all there, and full nutritional explainers as well on how to build muscle on a vegan diet. It's all for you in that program. Veganmusclebook.com. That is free 100%. I want to thank you so much for being a listener and hopefully you enjoyed the show. I will, on the next episode, we're going to go more into body transformation. I'm going to be making some announcements about some free webinars that we're going to be doing very soon, so please stay tuned for that. Again, as always, this is your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, Thomas Tablock, and I will catch you on the next podcast.